please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We got a new best friend today. Yep, it's VP candidate. It's Senator Kamala Harris, and she's checking in. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine. It's great to be with you.
You still got a smile on your face, and you're traveling back and forth. Welcome to Charlotte, North Carolina.
It is good to be back in Charlotte, and I love North Carolina. Come here as often as I can.
I did a poll. More African-American moms want an answer to this. What legislation needs to take place so police will think twice before pulling a trigger?
First of all, we need to make sure that we are all being honest about the reality, which is there is not a black mother who gives birth to her son or daughter who, from the day of that child's birth, looks at that baby's beautiful, fragile body and doesn't pray that during the course of the life of that child, that body will be safe. That's the reality in America, and we need to be honest about that reality. Part of how we have to deal with it on the issue of excessive force by police is we need to reform the system. And that includes a number of things that I'm committed with Joe Biden to do. It includes banning chokeholds and carotid holds. George Floyd would be alive today if that were the case. It means requiring a national registry for police officers who break the law, because what happens now is that they may get fired if the case doesn't go to court, and then they leave one jurisdiction and go to another jurisdiction. It means that we have to have a real conversation about these no-knock warrants and deal with that. And that's, I think, with Breonna Taylor, who I've talked to her mother so many times. And we need to overall reform the criminal justice system by a number of things. One, decriminalize marijuana, expunging the records of people who've been convicted. That's a big issue for us in terms of the criminal justice system and inequities and long-term impact of those convictions. It's about getting rid of private prisons. And I've been a leader in the United States Senate on also getting rid of the cash bail system, because people are sitting in jail for weeks, months, simply because they can't afford to get out, which is an economic justice issue as well as a criminal justice issue. So these are some of the issues that we need to address. But we also know that that mother also wants to know that her children have economic opportunities and educational opportunities. I am a proud graduate of HBCU. I know how our youth have nurtured and developed and educated a bright mind to go on to be national and international leaders. So Joe and I are committed to putting $70 billion into our HBCU. We are committed to saying that any student who comes from a family that makes less than $125,000, if they go to a four-year public college or university or even an HBCU, private HBCU, they will go tuition free. We are saying that we need to also deal with Title I schools, right, our younger children. Yeah. So many of our children are going to schools in school districts that are low tax base, and so their funding is inadequate. And so we are committed to tripling Title I funding so that we can put into those schools, support our public school teachers who are going to support our children to reach their God-given capacity. We need to deal with racial wealth gap in terms of the fact that black families own one-tenth of the wealth of other families, and that includes dealing with the disparity around home ownership. So a $15,000 tax credit, regardless of race, for individuals, for first-time home buyers to be able to have the money for down payment or closing costs, knowing that home ownership is one of the greatest sources of intergenerational wealth of whatever and anything.
It is. I've got two more questions I got to get in 60 seconds. So what are those first things people want to know? It's just like Christmas. What am I getting under the tree? What are some of the first things you would implement in attempt to offset this financial burden facing all of us? Some of us are living through this eviction situation. Stimulus checks, you're going to write some. Are you guys going to write some stimulus checks?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that we have a Supreme Court nominee that's being pushed right now by the Senate Republicans who are pushing this nominee and doing it regardless of the fact that right now, sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk is a bill called the Heroes Act to give people the stimulus check you've asked about it now, and to give people the support they need around moratorium on eviction, around expanding SNAP benefits to feed the food stamps, because people are hungry and they're standing in food lines. Yeah. These are the things we are pushing. And frankly, I will tell you, this is why the Senate races are just as important as the White House, because the stimulus bills will come through the Congress. And we need them to focus on what the people need right now. In North Carolina, 1 in 7 renters could not pay their rent last month. In North Carolina, 1 in 10 families is describing their household as being hungry.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. And we need Congress to push that stuff out. And then Joe and I, you know, look, our whole focus is what we need to do to lift up working families. We are committed to saying that working families will not pay more than 7% of their income in child care. We are committed to saying that we need to have a policy for the whole country that is about paid sick leave, paid family leave. We need to help businesses and small businesses reopen with grants to help them with things like plexiglass dividers and whatever they need to reopen in a safe way. These are the things Joe and I will do. On the other hand, you have a Donald Trump who measures the strength of the economy based on how rich people are doing, which is why he passed a tax bill benefiting the top 1% and the biggest corporations in America. What you have, on the other hand, is Donald Trump. So America is sick from this COVID, where over 220 people have died from it. He's trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, which brought health care to over 20 million people. So there's a real clear difference between right. Joe Biden and Donald Trump as it relates to the lives of everyday folks and the people in North Carolina. And I just say that, listen, we have a plan that's about getting the economy going. Joe and I have a plan that's going to be about free testing and treatment and free vaccines. God willing, we get a safe one soon, and so we can start back up the economy.
And I've got one more question. How do you handle stress?
I work out every morning.
Okay.
It's just, even half an hour gets you going, and it's a wonderful way to wake up and to start the day. And that's probably one of the things that I do that's most important. And then whenever I have a free moment, although I will not for these next 13 days, I love to cook, and that's a way to also de-stress for me.
Awesome. VP candidate is Senator Kamala Harris. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Francine. It's great to be with you. Take care.
Thank you. All right, your 1 hour of Public Bye-bye. Talk Radio is up. Well, I don't know where the time goes. Your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie. Until we meet, and one day we will, I want you to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family. That's all for now. See you next week.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.